In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. And there is something about that name. Thank you, God, that it quickens us, ravishes our hearts, comforts, Lord, every need. Jesus. Here we are today, Father, by grace to rejoice in your only begotten, your Lamb, our Lamb, Jesus. I'm so thankful, Lord, today that we come and we're expecting from you more love and more joy and more peace and more rest. Lord, I'm so thankful that we live in the time of a better thing. I'm grateful that we come here today, and Lord, we're completely unworthy. But God, who's rich in mercy and his great love wherewith we are loved, behold the Lamb. We come with the blood of the Lamb. We come in Jesus' name. And praise God, we come boldly to the throne because now are we the accepted and beloved sons of God. Thank you, Lord, for that great grace. Lord, we will never fully understand, even throughout eternity, in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of your grace. Oh, toward us in your kindness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you the praise, the glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise his name. If you'll open your Bibles with me today, we're going to the book of Acts. And in the fourth chapter, we'll pick it up in the first verse. That's Acts 4:1. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus, the resurrection from the dead. Isn't that amazing? They were grieved about that. Well, you know what we're grieved about. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard of the word believed, praise the Lord. And the number of them was about 5,000, praise the Lord. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have ye done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel." Aren't we thankful that we have one head and one ruler, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? "If we live this day, be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at the knot of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Hallelujah. No other name. No other name. It's the name above every principality, power, dominion, and might. Praise be to God, the name of Jesus. And I stand here with you today and I give him thanks too. I can see your heart's delight. I can see the glow of the Lord upon your face by his grace. That we rejoice today, that we know by grace there is something beyond special about that precious name, Jesus. When all else fails, Jesus. When I need help, Jesus. But it's even more than that when I want to praise and thanks and just have a good time. Jesus. A friend that stick closer than a brother. A lover of my soul. The delight of my being. Jesus. No, I'm never alone. Jesus. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Even to them that believe on his name are the sons of God. Man, is that name powerful. Aren't you thankful that you believe on the name Jesus? How much do you believe on the name Jesus? What does that name Jesus mean to you? Kind of gives you an idea, brothers and sisters, of why that name always sparks the greatest of emotions in people's hearts. That name Jesus, to us, we can't hold still. I almost can't hold still anyways. As my mom said, I used to wear my pants out from the inside out. But you say the name Jesus, I can't be still. My heart starts to race. My eyes begin to well up. I don't know what it is, except the love of God. And his infinite grace, that there's nothing like the name Jesus. Praise his name. But then there's another group, the worldly sort, that just in the name of Jesus comes forth the greatest of hate, the resentment. And we know this. My goodness, brothers and sisters, it's a name that brings forth the greatest of emotion. Oh, we might get away with in this world to say God or Lord, but if we say the name Jesus, I'm talking about the all-powerful name Jesus. I'm talking about the name Jesus where the winds cease. I'm talking about the name that calms the sea. I'm talking about the name Jesus by which all your diseases are healed. I'm talking about the name Jesus where all of heaven is still at this moment and taking note that there is a cry before the throne of grace in the name of the Lamb of God, Jesus. But it's the name and the only name that they take in vain. It's the name that they don't allow in schools. It's the name that cannot be uttered in the workplace. And I praise him for this because it's the very evidence that that is the name of the only and true God, the I Am Jesus. I'm not discouraged. I look into the Word of God and I said, oh yes, your hate proves exactly what the Word said you would do. And it helps me even more to rejoice and to give thanks for the grace that touched my life to come boldly to the throne of grace, to bend my knee in thanks and honor and privilege before the Lamb of God, my Jesus. Oh my. 1 John 2:12. We are forgiven. And I'm speaking to the we are forgiven crowd. We are forgiven because we are his namesake. Do you rejoice in the power of that name? Do you look and long for the opportunity to profess that name among men? That we would not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because the gospel of Christ is in Jesus' name. That we hide not this light under a bushel, no. As that little song, by God's grace, I'm going to let it shine. And let it shine, and let it shine. Jesus, praise His name. It should be on our tongue and in our hearts and in our minds at every moment, with every breath. Jesus. I love to have the attention of the Father, and I do. But oh my, how He focuses in when He hears the name of His Son. Spoken in faith and in love and in truth. Oh, thank You, Father, for Your precious only begotten Son, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, it even gets more exciting in Acts 15:14. It says that God is visiting the Gentiles. God is visiting us to take out a people for His name. To take out a people for His name. Jesus. That means to possess. Amen. That means to lay hold of you. That means even to be carried away. Does He just carry you away this morning? Does He just take you away from all that doubt and fear, all of that anxiety, all of those things that you think have got you so down and that you're trapped and that there is no way out? Jesus. Jesus. What are we doing? Where are we going? We're going up. Where are you seated? In the heavens in Christ. But how you living? In the rudiments of this world? The chains of the enemy? My goodness, wake up, brothers and sisters. They're not binding you. You're just holding them. Why do you want to carry him around? Why do you want to carry him around for him? Being led around by a servant of one that only wants to steal and kill and destroy? Come on now. I'm talking to the children of the King. We're rejoicing today with ones that whom He has made free is free indeed. Amen. There is nothing that's hard for God. I don't care what a mire, muck, mess, and I don't care for how long that you've been doing it. Jesus. I think He's got us meditating now. I was wondering how He was going to bring this forth today. It's kind of exciting. I believe He's got your attention. I believe He's beginning to captivate your thoughts. I believe now we're beginning to tend upon the things of the Lord Jesus without distraction. Brothers and sisters, it's His pleasure. It's His pleasure to magnify His Son in you. You're His pleasure, brothers and sisters, because He's written the name of His Son on you. It's so wonderful, brothers and sisters. This is beyond an ecstasy to God. Nothing we could ever imagine what He's preparing and building in the lives of His inheritance that's in the saints. And brothers and sisters, He's about to break forth. And there is going to be a first company that is caught away with Him. And ones that are going to be with Him at the beginning of the Lord's day. To rejoice, not just in His presence, but in the very midst of His throne. sharing everything in the completeness of, honey, it's all yours. As we began today early in the service, is this a full gospel church? By His grace, you better know it. And when He said, what's mine is yours, hallelujah, I believe Him. Brothers and sisters, He wants a joint heir. He wants a wife. He wants that confidant for Him. He is looking for a completeness in love with Him that will rule and reign jointly with Him and be glorified together with Him. Do you want that? You would be nuts to say, Lord, I'll come at a later time. It doesn't work that way. Praise be to God. The jackpot is now. The riches are now. Hallelujah. He's opened up the wealth of it all right now. And I don't know how much longer it's going to be open. Because there's coming a time that time shall be no more. That company will be caught up together with Him in the air, ever to be with the Lord. Only thing that hurts me today is we're still here. Friday night worshiping here before Him. Oh, I can't express the ache and the groaning to touch Him. To look into the eyes of the one who, because of the joy that was set before Him, He endured the death of that cross. He became sin. He knew that the Father was going to look away and turn away, and not just that, completely depart. Son, you have to do this on your own so that we, us miserable likes, oh, wretched men and women that we are, could be gathered together someday to be brought as the ones. Father, here's your family. The many sons I've brought to glory. What you thinking about this morning? Young, old, what you thinking about this morning? This is what we should be thinking about this morning. Not in guilt, but in thanks and in joy and in love. Of the very God, of very God who left the throne. And became the worm for you. We call Him Jesus. Some parts of the world they call Him Yesu. Other parts they call Him Yahweh. But you know what? Doesn't matter how He's pronounced. What matters is the name lived in us. What matters is that name, our life. Now this one goes out more to the brothers maybe than the sisters, but it's for all of us. Think of the time we've wasted, brothers, trying to make a name for ourselves. I need to be somebody. I need to make sure that I'm known in this occupation or in this young people's sport. How foolish. I could never be any more than I am in Christ. That name, brothers and sisters, that name, that's who we are. That is who we are. That is the life that lives in you, the name and the life of Jesus. So I ask you, do you think by His grace we should let God evidence His Son? Isn't that the one that now lives in you? I believe that that sweet Galatians is very true for your life too. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Christ-like. Jesus' name. I believe they call that Christians. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Living that precious peace and joy and love. Thanksgiving to God. Oh, Father, thy will be done. Can you imagine that's the life that lives in you? Yeah. A life that by God's grace as the enemy comes. Oh, no, it is written. Whew. Hallelujah. It is written. That's the life that lives in you. Oh, yes, they knew they were Christians because of that. But you know, some people think, well, they know we are Christians because I got a t-shirt that says Jesus on it. And they knew that we were Christians because we wear shirts and ties to church. They knew they were Christians because they had donuts and coffee in the foyer. They knew they were Christians because of their love one for another. They have a passion. And it's not me. It's the grace of God that is with me. And it is the grace of God that is with you. It's what it is. And we need to magnify by God's grace that grace even more. To be thankful for the grace of God. That this is why we come together today. That this is why we pay attention to the foolishness of preaching. But oh, what's being preached, and not because of me, but all because of the love of God. All because of the love of God. Now, Jesus. Jesus. Does it send chills up your spine? Does it cause your heart to quicken? By God's grace, does he really? Jesus, you just take my breath away. It's not difficult given this sermon because of the enemy. It's difficult given this sermon because the love of God got to constrain me. I'm serious. You talk about Twitter-pated. It's the name Jesus. It's just what it is, brothers and sisters. And I'm with you in that body. And I know how that head loves us. I'm beginning really to know the love of Christ. Not because of me, because it's the will of God. That all-powerful love, that incredible, insatiable appetite that he has for you. He just wants to devour you in such a precious way of grace. To feast upon the praises, praise God, of his son Jesus coming from your life. Do you see how we feed him? How wondrous. It's so awesome. And brothers and sisters, as this comes upon our life, I believe it's the sign, praise the Lord, of a company that's beginning really to love his appearing. It's okay. Be delirious for the Lord. By God's grace, let the ice break off from the pews. It's the truth, brothers and sisters. I know that there's some that don't really like or feel comfortable when people get excited about the Lord. That's their problem. It is. Brothers and sisters, we don't need to build anything up, but passion is what passion is, and sometimes it's still, and sometimes it's quiet, and sometimes I gotta say, Jesus, I love you. I love you so much I can't contain it. What is the matter with us, brothers and sisters, that we can't fully come and say, Lord, thank you for all you've done, and I am so grateful that you have written your name upon me. Oh, it's the name above all names. But praise God, it's your name, and it is mine. You are mine. Oh, my goodness. It's good for us. It is so wonderful that, yes, praise the Lord and glorify the Lord. And thank you, Jesus, that all that is within me would magnify you. It's about time. It's about time for us not just to wake up, but to grow up and to not be ashamed of who we are in Christ. Think about what people get excited about and the causes that they'll march for and they'll sleep out and they'll act up and act out and all for naught. It's a waste. And here we are oftentimes afraid, ashamed. Come on. That's our old man that lied in Peter. I don't know him. Come on. It is what it is. But to be bold in the Lord, to be bold in the love of God, a zeal according to knowledge, yes. And what is the knowledge? To know the love of Christ. Now, as the Lord was bringing this to my heart, I remembered so sweetly, and I've mentioned it a couple times. I remember catching my mom one time. She was sitting at the table, and she had a little card before her. And she was just kind of touching it. And I kind of looked over my shoulder, and it was a card with our family's last name on it, Odorcio. And I said, "Well, Mama, what you doing?" She looked up at me, and she smiled, and she says, "Oh, isn't this name beautiful? Isn't this name beautiful?" And I stepped back and I looked at her and I remember the Lord hitting me saying, "Oh, son, it's far more than a spelling. It's what it means to her." And she looked back at it. "That's my husband's name. That's my first love's name." Naturally speaking, you know what I'm saying. I'm known. And I remember thinking that as a kid, why is that that way? But now I know. I'm known as Mrs. John Odorcio. Because she loved him. Because he was the head of her home, that she had taken that precious identity of her husband, that she, by God's grace, knew that she was his. We'll close this. Turn over to Revelation 3. This portion of Scripture is about one of the seven churches called the Church of Philadelphia, the Brotherly Love Church. I believe by God's grace, I'm graced to be in part of it today. And brothers and sisters, this is the church and the only church that is spared from the tribulation. As you read through this section, it is the church, the company of believers, that he makes known to them that I have loved you. This is the company of believers that will share completely and fully in all of his glory, right in the midst of the throne, ruling and reigning with him. But it's in that eighth verse, there's one trumpeting little thing that is so clear about her. One of the wonderful testimonies of her life. "Thou hast not denied my name. Thou hast not denied my name." Brothers and sisters, yes, this is the company representative of the bride, the Lamb's wife. And she is not ashamed of that name. Matter of fact, not only not ashamed, it's her head. It's who she is. It's because she is his. Amen.
And it's in that submission, and I'm telling you, a thankfulness for the privileged grace to be quickened of heart to understand the treasure, the glory, the honor, the privilege of love, to receive that knowledge of Christ in me, the hope of glory. That she then is crowned in this same portion of Scripture with three names. Three names. Read with me in verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God. There's the first one. I'll write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. All that honor, all that wealth, all that glory, all that love, all because of loving his name. Did you get what we just read? And I believe the Lord's going to bring something in this. But here we close it. The father-in-law's name is upon her. The New Jerusalem, full of glory, name is upon her. And then the name, the Lamb's wife, bridegroom, is upon her. She is his and his alone. I am my beloved's. I am my beloved's. And his desire is toward me. So rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away with me. And it's all in Jesus' name. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Father, we're just so thankful for Jesus. We're so thankful for the name given among men whereby we must be saved. And so thankful today that we worship and adore you because we have accepted and taken and delight in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we go from here this morning, let us continue to sing praises to you all in the name of Jesus. As you say in the word, whatsoever you do, indeed, praise God in word, do all in the name of Jesus. And so thankful to God that that's what it is, the simplicity. Lord, it's our protection, it's our head. Praise God, it's everything. Because he is the I Am. He is the Lamb of God. And praise God, he is our personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in his precious name, we say thank you in Jesus' name.